Okay, well, let's see here. James. Hi, James. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I listen to you occasionally when I'm working retail weekends when I'm going into work, and I recall you saying that Tacoma Clinic has had success in arresting or reversing Alzheimer's in women with bioidentical hormone treatment. If I heard that right, I have heard from a friend that his mother is suffering from this. And I have vague recollections, but you, sir, have clear recollections about this because it's your business. Could
Only
you
sometimes, sir.
repeat that information and refresh my memory?
Okay, the information is that at Rockefeller University, no less, they found by studying brain cells in cultures that estrogen for women, and of course it's identical to natural that they were using because they were, good grief, they weren't studying patent medicines, and testosterone for men enables the brain to continue cleaning out the garbage that accumulates and causes Alzheimer's disease. Now, that's a prevention. It wasn't a treatment. Once that garbage is cemented in there, then they did not find that estrogen and testosterone could clean it all out. This was a preventive measure. Estrogen really lowers risk, and testosterone really lowers risk. Now, what you also have heard from me is about a professor at UCLA by the name of Dale Bredesen. And if you're able to write something down, sir, please do, because this is
I am.
available. Oh, good. Bredesen.
BRED.
D as in dog, yes.
Gotcha.
Bredesen. All the vowels in his name are.
ES Bredesen, not Brederson, Bredesen.
Bredesen. All the vowels are E's. Bredesen. And if you put
Yep.
that into your search engine, and the next thing you put in is Alzheimer's, then sometime, someplace on the first screen will come up a downloadable, no kidding, PDF of his very first paper on this, in which he reported on 10 people with Alzheimer's. Now, one of them was far gone into Alzheimer's. The others were not so far gone, but they all had had to quit work because, excuse me, but they couldn't keep up anymore. And of those 10 people, nine of them became functional again, and all the ones who had had to quit work could return to work, and only the 10th one who was far gone couldn't be helped that much. So it was 9 out of 10. Now, Dr. Bredesen, what you'll find in his program is that it is not a fixed program. It's wonderful. It's individualized to the patient. He had in his first publication some 60 things that the doctor should consider doing for that individual. And by the way, one of them was natural hormones, but he didn't call them bioidentical. He's at a university and he can't use that term. But he's the very, very first professor I've seen who advocated an all-natural, individualized to the patient program. And since that very first publication, he's come out with more along those lines. Now, as you might expect, a lot of people have listened to Dr. Bredesen, including the doctors at Tacoma Clinic. So we do have a program based on Dr. Bredesen's work, plus, well, we know a few things too. You get two doctors in a room, you get three different opinions. It's always that way. You got only second to lawyers, where there's four lawyers in a room and you get about 20 different opinions. But doctors have different opinions too. We find that if we mesh what we the little that we knew to do with what Dr. Bredesen told us to do, hey, that's going to work better. So it's called, and by the way, it's Tahoma Clinic. That's the original name, I guess, for the mountain, not Tacoma. We have what we call the recognition program at Tahoma Clinic. I'd read about Dr. Bredesen's work first so you could become convinced that this is real stuff and not quack medicine, UCLA after all. And then you might want to call and ask for Tawny, who is the coordinator of that program, Tawni at Tahoma Clinic.
T was that, I'm sorry, was that TANI or TO or was it?
Tawni.
Got it. Clinic. Okay. And anything else to add on this before I pop off to work and you go on to your next call, sir?
Only one question to you, sir. Does this person have type 2 diabetes?
I don't know. I've never met the person in question. I have a friend hearing him very unhappy about the progress of his mother. and I recall hearing you talking about the problem. So it's not it's not direct to my own relative.
For one, there is no patent medicine. Tell your friend, there is no patent medicine that has ever been found to reverse it. Only Dr. Bredesen's program has been found to reverse it. Secondly, the reason I ask about the type 2 diabetes is that type 2 diabetics have twice the risk of Alzheimer's of other folks. It's because of that overly active insulin signal for all those years. And in the case of a type 2 diabetic, of something a person can start at home on their own for that person is something that actually reversed in experimental animals who were genetically engineered to get human Alzheimer's. It actually reversed some of their symptoms of Alzheimer's. But that there we'd be looking for, again, is there type 2 diabetes in the family or in that person, because it's most likely to work in that individual.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. You have a very good day.
You too, and have a good day at work, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.